Ali Mosley's back right now. Morning, Ali.
Good morning, Mido. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. So what did you make of the performance from Rhea Deeney for Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott and Tim Clark on Saturday?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a well overdue win, most certainly. He hadn't been in the winner's stall for quite some time, and I know the team were pretty confident that he was low-level flying, and a few of, I think, the Sky experts were with him as well. So I thought it was a super win. I was though, rooting for hope in your heart. I think it would have been such a fantastic story for Kerry Parker, and I backed her, so but more so for Kerry. I thought she was just going to get there in time, but just didn't see quite enough in the straight to be able to make it in time. But I thought a super run from her and a couple that I think I'll follow out of that race as well.
What did you make of a thrill, Rick, in the Warra?
Yeah, fantastic. I actually thought American President was the runner of that race. I was really impressed with how he's come back.
You tipped him too, didn't you? Did you tip him or give him a strong push on Friday?
I think I tipped him. Well, my best bet was Quick Tempo, who got up, so that was nice for us. And Unanimous in Victoria, who I backed each way. I hope the punters backed him each way as well. It was a sticky watch. I was cheering him home from Kembla, but it was a relatively good weekend, I thought. But American President is the one that I'll follow out of that. I think he's come back in great order. It was tricky. We ended up having that upgrade to the Good Free, and the track was really fast. And so a few of the horses that were probably resuming or a bit older found it just a little bit too firm for them. The likes of Purple Sector, I spoke to Reece afterwards, and he said he actually went super. It just was too hard for him. So it was one of those days where it threw up some different results, and the horses, particularly the older horses, I think would normally go well on a good track, was probably just a bit too much of a hard deck for them.
Clarkie's on holidays and saw his filly, Pretty Wild Run, a very game second there on Saturday, but got held up a little bit at the top of the straight and then looked the winner there for about 100 metres, but then Star Beretta came over the top.
Yeah, that was a great effort from her, though. And actually, when I saw her in the yard, I thought I'd be waiting a run for her. She looked like she was probably carrying a touch more condition than what I've seen her with in previous prep, so I think the run would have done her the world of good. So if you liked her off that run in terms of her physical in the yard, I thought, oh, I reckon had I been able to see her, I would have waited another run for her, because she just looked like perhaps she would have been much better for the run. She looked beautiful. She was shining in the coat, but I just thought maybe she was carrying a bit of extra condition and we'll just improve off that.
Now, what about Colin Webster? 82-year-old Colin Webster, his first Group 1 in the Railway. He was my hero. He's one of our heroes this morning. We're playing heroes and villains.
Oh, it was incredible. And I read an article as well that some of his owners are in their 90s and they got out to the races as well. So the whole story is fantastic. And I guess it shows that racing can still throw up stories like that. You know, we see the young and up-and-coming trainers, the Clayton Douglases of the world winning Everest. And then we see, I think he might even be 83 or 84. I should check that officially. But I've seen some varied ideas of what his age is. But just amazing. And for someone who has put so much of his life into racing to get a return and of that nature, I think it's fantastic. And how good was Brit post-race interview? I don't know if you guys were watching, but they just did such a fantastic job, that broadcast team over there, to bring the story to life. I mean, he got emotional, and I'm sure the owners would have, and he did say that not often that his 90-year-old owners can get out to the races, but they were there to watch him, and I thought it was fantastic. They're the stories that we live for in racing.
Tell you what, it'd be an even bigger story if they've been with him since day dot.
Yeah.
They've stuck solid.
That's a bloody long time.
So what are you following then, or what caught your eye out of Saturday then, Ali?
So the first horse I'll follow is Dragonstone. He went the best last 600 of the day. I think he's going really well, so we'll throw Dragonstone in. And then actually out of the gong, one I didn't mind was Burdebeck. And again, on his physical, I thought he still had his coat to come through, and it's often a little hard to tell with greys, but you could see that his coat was really sticking out. So I thought in terms of his physical, there's more to come from him. He was just probably one out of the box. He ran into quarters late, closing off, was on the unsuited inner part of the track and still went the fifth best last 600 in the gong. So I just thought, you know, if you're sort of looking outside the obvious ones, Burdebeck could be one to throw in. And then just off the eye, I thought Key Largo ran a super race as well for Hazy. He ran the third best 600 of the race, and he was in the worst part of the ground as well. They were all coming off that rail. So just a couple maybe sneakier ones to follow out of the weekend.
It's the Hong Kong International meetings this week, isn't it?
Well, we had it yesterday, last night. So James rode a double.
Oh, okay. I'm out of the loop last night.
I was going to say, what have you been doing all weekend?
Yeah, other things.
Clearly. No, James rode a double. Huey rode the last winner on the program. And I think Zach Burton might have ridden four winners. So it was all about the Aussies last night.
Outstanding. And Damien Lane did have a victory in Japan, didn't he?
Yeah. So we've been winning all over the world. And then there's the whole week of the International Jockey. I think, is it called the International Jockeys Week? Or I get confused about the name, but that's coming up too. So
yeah, that's what I was alluding to. Yeah, it's the big international meeting. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, that's still a little while away. So okay. I think end of the first week of December.
December 11 at Sha Tin. I've just
said
there.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
All right, great stuff, Ali. Thank you as always. Have a great week, and we'll get your mail on Friday.
Thanks, guys.